Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. It is the middle of October, and a lot of folks are out hunting this weekend, and I don't blame them. It's a great time of year to be out there, whether you're after deer or ducks or pheasant or grouse or anything else that you can hunt. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is Johnny Candle. He is that professional walleye angler who has won some championships as a tournament angler. He's also an on-the-water instructor when it comes to walleye fishing. And he is a walleye fishing guide. He's going to give us a report from Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and then he's going to tell you where he is guiding in Florida this winter. You might want to book a trip with him. Looks like it'll be all sorts of fun. We'll have that discussion towards the end of the show. In just a minute, we're going to talk to Billy Egan. He is a tournament director for the WAN U.S. Open. This is the biggest payout bass tournament in the West, and it's going off October 16th through the 18th at Mojave Lake on the border of Arizona and Nevada. He'll tell you all about this tournament, how big the payouts are, and what kind of fishery there is at Mojave Lake. Somebody else we'll talk to today is Mike Kamara. He hails from Pennsylvania, and he is a competitive fly fisherman. I didn't know there was such a thing, but there is, not only here in America, but around the world. He'll tell you all about this sport and how it works and the tournament he'll be competing in just a few days. Another guest on our show today is coming at you from Colorado. That would be Carly Kutnick. She is with the National Wildlife Federation, and she's a program manager for something called Artemis, which is all about getting women into the sports of hunting and fishing and into conservation as well. Carly's going to give you more details about this program and also about a new 1,700-acre lease they have available in Tennessee just for women hunters, and you are invited to apply if you are a female who lives in Tennessee and wants to pay a mere $200 to hunt 1,700 acres for everything from deer to quail to turkey to rabbits and squirrels. Before we talk to Carly, though, let's check in with our first guest of the day. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Billy Egan on the line. He is the man who is putting on the Western Outdoor News U.S. Open at Lake Mojave. It's the 41st anniversary of this event, and it is probably the biggest money bass tournament that takes place west of the Rocky Mountains. Billy, great to have you back on the air.
Great to be on the air. Thanks for letting me join you today.
The dates for the tournament this year, the 16th through the 18th, it's taking place at Lake Mojave on the border of Nevada and Arizona. Laughlin, Nevada is ground zero for the event. Tell us more about the tournament and the format.
Yeah, you know, this year's our 41st anniversary of the famous Wombath U.S. Open that, started really the big money payouts out here out west in the early 80s. We've got people like, Rick Klun, Gary Klein, Gary Klaus, some of the big name guys that come out for this event every year, and a lot of, the Western pros that attend the U.S. Open. It's a 3-day event, October 16th, 17th, and 18th, shared weight event. We match pros and cos each day randomly, and nobody ever fishes the same day twice. twice together during the event. But after 3 days, the pro with the total weight from 3 days will take home the Basscat Cougar STS with a Mercury 250 on it, plus around $70,000 or plus cash based on 180 plus boats we've got right now, getting ready to hit the water. But, you know, every year before the U.S. Open starts, the Sunday before, we have a sponsors row or expo, if you will, and we're rolling out the red carpet this year, not only for the anglers, but for the general public, anybody that wants to come on out. October 15th, we have our expo at the Edge Pavilion at the Edgewater Casino. From 2 to 5 p.m., get to meet all the anglers, all the sponsors, see all the great products from the sponsors, get some free goodies from some of the sponsors, and then stick around if they'd like for our Hall of Fame induction of our five new guys that we're inducting into the Wombass Hall of Fame, which we started last year. Stick around for first day's launch at Kaplan's Marina. We've got 8 hotels in Laughlin that are all partners. We've got discount rates, or at least codes available on our website at wombass.com for anybody that wants to come out. So the expo is open to all the anglers, fans, anybody in the area. Come on out for a weekend. Come experience the U.S. Open for yourself. But we'll be doing a live broadcast every day from the event at Catherine's Landing there, sponsored by the Laughlin Tourism Commission and Visit Laughlin and Basscat Boats. Mercury Motors, our title sponsors. It's going to be an awesome event. You know, all we're going to need to do is let Mother Nature give us a few days without some wind, and we'll get this one in the books.
Question for you about the amateur anglers, the co-anglers that are fishing. What's the top co-angler going to take home in terms of a check or prize?
Typically, a top co-angler for their $600 entry is going to win at least somewhere near $10,000. Plus, Huntington Beach Honda puts on a Honda 4-track, which is worth about $5,000 to $6,000, plus some option money, because obviously if they're finishing on the top, they're going to be, you know, hopefully some big stringer options and some big fish mixed in there. So for a $600 entry, you know, these days you can't even get a one-day guide trip for near that, between $450 and, you know, $600 for a day guide trip. And you're going to get 3 days basically guided on Lake Mojave from 3 separate pros showing you how they do it, what their techniques are. And the reason we have the co-anglers is to make sure that we have 2 people on the boat at all times, but give those guys who don't have the confidence or maybe don't own a boat at the particular time to feel confident to maybe make that step up to be a boater, to go visit one of the retailers and purchase a new boat, a new motor, and step up to the pointy end for themselves the following year.
Well, I'll tell you what, I fished my first Pro-Am as an amateur this year, and folks, you learn a lot from the back of the boat if you're open to learning. It's definitely a great experience, and I would love to go down there in the near future and fish the U.S. Open as a co-angler, too. I might have to do that the next year or two. One last question for you. Lake Mojave, what kind of bass fishery are we talking about here? Are we talking just largemouth or other species of bass, and what kind of weight do you think is going to take home the top prize?
Well, Lake Mojave is very unique. It's downriver from Lake Mead and above Lake Havasu, all on the Colorado River there. And the unique thing about Lake Mojave is it never fluctuates more than 6 to 8 feet at any time throughout the year. And right now, the time that they lower the lake a little bit for some invasive gnats and insects, I think, that start breeding at this time of year. But the fishery is unbelievable. I mean, Lake Mead has been the home of the U.S. Open for years, and we've always known that it's a largemouth and smallmouth lake, but the size of the fish aren't quite the same as they are if you compare it down to Lake Havasu. And Lake Mojave being right in the middle and having the bait fish that they do, it's a largemouth fishery as well as a phenomenal smallmouth fishery. I mean, just for example, Sheffield last year was in contention for the U.S. Open title against Josh Bertrand, and he wasn't keeping any smallmouth that were under 4 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
You know, kind of blew the AAA away in the morning when he was catching 3.5 pound smallmouth and he was tossing them over the boat. And the AAA is like, what are you doing? He's like, we're fishing for 4.5 plus pound smallmouth. I know we'll catch them, so we're not keeping a 3-something. So there's good sized largemouth. There's really nice sized smallmouth. You know, if you're on Facebook or social media, Gary Klein is documenting his daily adventure from when he left to yesterday being the first day on the lake and showing a 4.5 pound small he caught during pre-fish. So it's an amazing fishery, and we know it's going to take some quality fish to come away after 3 days and hold that title.
It's the Wombass U.S. Open, 41st anniversary, taking place Lake Mojave the 16th through the 18th. You can follow on Facebook, or You can also find out more about it by going to wonews.com. That's the Western Outdoor News website, wonews.com. Go to the tournaments page and follow the U.S. Open. Billy, I know you're a busy man. Thanks for taking the time to share this today on America Outdoors Radio.
Appreciate you having me. And also, we have our remake of the Arizona Open November 10th, 11th, 12th at Lake Havasu. We'll be doing that. We put out an awesome schedule for next year with five events, including a Shasta event starting the year off at the end of January next year. So love to see some of you guys up north next year at beautiful Lake Shasta. Check out our 2024 schedule and see you at the next event.
Sounds fantastic.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday November 10th at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are heading to Carlisle, PA. That's where you're going to find Mike Kamara. And he is a tournament angler. Well, I shouldn't say a tournament angler, a competitive angler, but in a field that's very different than you think. He's not fishing bass tournaments. He's not fishing walleye or muskie or crappie tournaments. No, he's a competitive fly fisher, something I didn't even know was a thing. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
I read your article in the Fishing Wire this week, and again, competitive fly fishing, I knew nothing about it. Apparently it's a big deal in Europe, and it's now spread to the U.S. Why don't you go ahead and tell me about this sport?
Yeah, it's a little bit more popular in Europe than in the U.S. A lot of the main European countries, France, Spain, and the Eastern European countries like the Czech Republic and those areas, pretty popular on a lot of their rivers. In the U.S., it's really been gaining popularity in the last 5 or so years. It's kind of exploded onto the fishing market. A lot of the companies out there are making, you know, rods, lines, that kind of stuff for not necessarily competitors, but competitive fly fishing tactics. There's a lot more kind of interest in the tactics and the flies and stuff that we use to compete than there is in actually competing. You know, a lot of people just aren't super competitive, and especially with fly fishing, you know, they want that as their kind of release, you know, relaxation, don't want to be competitive with it, but still want to catch a lot of fish. And that's where, you know, some of those competitive tactics come into play.
So why don't you break down exactly how a competitive fly fishing event works?
Yeah, so unlike a lot of sports, you're not actually competing against everyone in the competition. So when you get everyone together, you usually break it down into groups. So there will be two groups per venue that you're fishing. So you have a group A and a group B. And so group A is going to fish first, and they'll fish for anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours on what we call a beat. So it's a predetermined section of water, usually about 250 yards long, a good piece of water to fish in that time. And while they're fishing, the angler that's kind of linked up with them from group B is going to be controlling, or, you know, what we refer to as judging them as they fish. So they're going to make sure that they're fishing the correct rolls, correct equipment for the competition, and assuring that all the fish they catch are fairly hooked. And then also, if there is a size limit, that those fish are above the size limit.
So when group B comes up to fish, do they have to fish the same bead of water, or do they get some fresh water to fish?
Yeah, so group B is going to fish a different bead than they just controlled, than they just watched, so there's no unfair advantage. They will be fishing a bead that someone fished before them. So it cycles through. You have, if you have 12 anglers, you have 6 beads, and group A fishes. And then there's a break, usually about an hour, and then group B fishes a different section of water than they watched.
Okay, so it sounds like you always want to be group A if you can.
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends. Sometimes on those cold winter days, the first session is really slow in the morning, and sometimes it pays off to be the second one fishing. So usually, you know, sometimes there's an advantage to being group A or group B, but if you fish over the course of a season in a couple competitions, then it all kind of comes around to evening out.
In terms of scoring, is it the number of fish you catch? Is it the size of the fish you catch? Or is it the weight of the fish?
Yeah, so we put a pretty heavy emphasis on numbers of fish. Usually in any competition, the person that catches the largest number of fish is going to win. In some larger competitions, regional competitions, national competitions, we will measure the fish. We use scoring troughs similar to a lot of fisheries departments and stuff like that. And then you'll get somewhere around 500 points of fish and 20 points per centimeter long it is, for example. So it takes number into account first, but then it also gives a little bonus for size. And that way you avoid any sort of ties at the end, anything like that.
Is it all trout or other species included?
So in the U.S., it's mostly trout. That's kind of our main game fish here. Sometimes if the fish are there, we'll include stuff like mountain whitefish, grayling, every now and then, like white suckers, that kind of stuff. You know, they're fish you can catch on the same tactics as you're fishing for trout, and fish that act similarly to trout. In Europe, they'll add in a lot of chub, roach, kind of rough fish like that. Those are much more popular there as a sort of game species. And sometimes they'll even include stuff like pike if they're in the same water that you're fishing.
Now, I know that different countries have teams, and the U.S. has one as well. How many people are engaged in competitive fly fishing in the U.S. in terms of as a team sport?
You know, that's kind of a hard question to say or to answer. There's a lot of people that will fish some of the closer competitions to them only and won't travel as much for it. I'd say as far as the people that are pretty hardcore with it, travel to all the regional competitions, the national competition, there's somewhere around 70 really aggressive competitive anglers out there. And then the total number with people just, you know, fishing around their area, doing it for fun, not necessarily to be on one of the U.S. teams, is probably closer to 150 or 200, I'd say.
Very interesting indeed. And we can't leave without talking about your success, because you have traveled the world and you've taken home some medals, haven't you?
I have. I've fished in 3 of the Youth World Championships when I was younger. 2 of those, we as a team managed to bring back medals. We got a bronze in Slovenia and a silver in the Czech Republic. It was a great time. Some of the most fun I've ever had in my life. I would highly recommend any kids out there listening, give the U.S. Youth Fly Fishing Team a look out on the internet. See if it's something that interests you. If you like fly fishing, you know, it's a really good experience.
And I understand you are going to be heading to a competition yourself soon. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I will. So I'm currently competing on the men's circuit. So that is 5 mini competitions, 3 regional competitions, and a national competition. And that's to determine who goes to the World Fly Fishing Championships next year. So I'm heading down on Friday to North Carolina. That'll be the last regional competition for me. And I'm currently sitting in 2nd place overall for that. So fingers crossed, the World Championships next year is in the Czech Republic. And I would really look forward to a chance to go back there and compete again.
Competitive fly fishing, folks, it's a thing, and Mike just told you all about it. Mike, I'll be rooting for you at this competition and hope that you're going to be taking home a medal in the World Championships next year.
Yeah, I appreciate it, John. Thanks for having me on.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at Worksharp. And I know a lot of you are at hunting camp. Some of you are at deer camp. Some of you are at elk camp. Some of you are at duck camp or maybe even pheasant camp. But whichever camp you're at, you know there's going to be some cooking going on. You know there's going to be some cleaning of game. And you know you're going to need a sharp knife or 2 or 3. And that's where Worksharp comes in. They manufacture quality knife and tool sharpeners you could use at whatever camp you are at this week. Here's wishing you luck in the field. When it comes time to cooking and cleaning, make sure you've got a Worksharp knife sharpener to help you get the job done right. Find out more at WorksharpTools.com. You can also find knife and tool sharpeners from Worksharp at quality sporting goods stores all over the nation.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to 6 of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at AlaskasBestLodge.com. That's AlaskasBestLodge.com.
Everybody has been dealing with
the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Think Pink Day is coming up October 19th, featuring the Think Pink Bag Giveaway at Tri-County's Banks on Hilltop Drive and South Street from 6 to 9 a.m. Later that day, the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is from 5 to 8 p.m. at the annual Think Pink Bridge Lighting at the Sundial Bridge. Think Pink calendars and bags will be available, along with NorCal Think Pink swag available for purchase. See you on Think Pink Day!
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is the Centennial State of Colorado. We are checking in with Carly Kutnick. She is the program manager for Artemis. And we're going to tell you exactly what that is and also about some very exciting news they have about a brand new hunting lease in Tennessee. Carly, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks, John. Happy to be here.
So, Carly, you actually work for the National Wildlife Federation, but you're the program manager for Artemis. What exactly is Artemis, and how does it get women outdoors?
Of course. Artemis is an organization focused on getting sportswomen, so women that hunt and fish, really involved in that conservation space. I think the difference then that maybe a lot of other sporting entities do is they usually bring women into hunting and fishing, but there isn't really that continuation of it. So Artemis really focuses on that continuation and development of women in both the conservation space, the advocacy space, and then also the leadership space. I manage about 70 volunteers that run the nation, and we call them our ambassadors. And they develop and build communities in their state, in their respective state. And that's where really the rubber meets the road is the ambassadors building community, hosting events, and then developing those communities and educating them on really conservation-esque issues.
Let's talk about what your ambassadors do in terms of what some of these events look like. Are we talking about we as women are going hunting together in like on a public land or on a private lease, or are we talking about maybe conservation and habitat work?
It runs the gambit. So we do have some habitat, some like conservation and habitat days workdays. And then we also have, so currently we have an elk camp that is lasting about a week up in Wyoming. 2 weekends ago, we had a three-day gator camp in Florida. And we've got some duck camps happening in December. So it can be anywhere from a couple of hours, like a day on the river, up to upwards of a week. And our ambassadors, some of them are guides, some of them are outfitters, but the majority of them are just really extraordinary sportswomen who build community and like to go hunting or fishing with other women. It's impressive.
So for the women that are listening today and are intrigued by this, how do they get involved with Artemis?
Of course. So you can find us on social media. So on Instagram, it's Artemis_sportswomen. And on Facebook, you can look up Artemis Sportswomen. You can also find us on our website, which is artemis.nwf.org.
And we should touch on the National Wildlife Federation, too. What kind of work does this organization do? It's not quite the same as other conservation organizations like the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation or the Mule Deer Foundation, is it?
It's not. So that's a really great question. So the National Wildlife Federation was founded in 1936 by a gentleman who was a duck hunter and really had a passion for the outdoors. Since then, the National Wildlife Federation has really evolved into focusing on wildlife. We're a true federation, and so we have a presence in 52 states and territories. And we work with our affiliates to actually push policy and advocate on the Hill for wildlife-focused issues. So we have about 6 million members at the National Wildlife Federation. They include hunters and anglers. And then in addition to that, we have our gardeners, our birders, our hikers, campers, and paddlers, really any outdoor enthusiast.
I love the big umbrella. I love that indeed. Now, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what Artemis Sportswomen is doing in Tennessee. You've got a hunting lease there. Tell us more about it.
Of course. I'm really excited about this opportunity. In June, we were able to secure some funds from the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, so their state agency, and we were able to work with a timber company to lease out 1,700 acres right outside Crab Orchard, Tennessee. We're hoping to bring on 10 applicants who can hunt on that property with any method of take, given it's legal, and we're looking forward to bringing them on for a very reasonable fee of $200.
What can you hunt on this property?
So a multitude of things, right? You can do quail, deer, turkey, wild hog. You can do really anything. We can do squirrels and rabbits, really any species, any method of take. And so it just depends on if you can find it out there.
And how big is the property?
1,700 acres.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is a sizable lease to hunt. And so
it is.
I know that the deadline is this weekend. You have to apply by Sunday. There are some restrictions. You have to be a Tennessee resident, correct?
Yes.
And you have to live within 100 miles of Crab Orchard. Is that also true?
Yes, it is. And that is, give or take 100 miles. We're not looking specifically for that. We just want people to actually use the lease if they're going to be a lease member.
That makes perfect sense. So if you are listening from Tennessee today, or there is a woman hunter in your life that lives in Tennessee, tell them to apply. How do they do so?
So they can go to the Artemis website. Again, it's artemis.nwf.org. And in the menu button, you can do the drop down and it'll have a Tennessee hunting lease application. You can go ahead and fill that out, submit it by 11:59 on October 15th. And we will then be reviewing those and we'll be in touch with who we select for the lease.
What a wonderful opportunity. Think about it. $200 a year and you get to hunt 1,700 acres. Now, is this a year-by-year application? Do people have to reapply? Or are you going to be cycling different women through each year? Or is this like for a lifetime?
So we currently have this property for 2 years. The first cohort of women, so this first year, they will be on the ground from November 1st till May of 2024, and then we'll select a new cohort of women the following year, some of which may be the same from the first, iteration of this lease, but we'll definitely open applications again, probably May timeframe.
And getting back to the conservation aspect, because again, you're not a hunting organization, even though Artemis does promote hunting, there's some conservation work that's expected if you're part of this project.
Exactly. And so this is really that the origin of that conservation work is really from Artemis itself. So again, while we value and appreciate hunting and angling, right, are two ways that we fund conservation. So our lands, waters, and wildlife is through either license sales or through the excise tax that we have on a multitude of gear that we purchase to facilitate hunting and angling. This property in particular,
yes,
we are looking at taking, right, so with that mindset that hunters also conserve fundamentally, we're also looking at both educating our lease members using trail cameras to do population estimates on species out there, potentially planning and then planting food plots for both deer and turkey, and then talking about cover, so like cover and forage for wildlife and how to create it and maintain it, and then like plant identification, species identification. We want to talk about fire, and then we also want to do some of the more practical stuff like chainsaw operation and safety and focusing on advanced rifle skills and then talking about predators. So we really want to hit the whole gambit of things.
Wow. Makes me wish I was a woman living in Tennessee just so I could apply. But I'm not, but some of you out there are. So take the opportunity, go to the Artemis website. And again, can you repeat that one more time, Carly?
Yes, the Artemis website is artemis.nwf.org.
Yes, so go there now and apply if you live in Tennessee for a chance to hunt and conserve 1,700 acres near Crab Orchard, Tennessee. What an opportunity indeed. Don't miss out on this. And if you want to find out more about the work that the National Wildlife Federation is doing, check out their website. You'll find it at nwf.org. That's nwf.org. And consider joining this organization too. Carly, thanks for the work you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Of course. Thanks for hosting us, John, and highlighting this.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And with hunting season underway, now is the time to purchase a new rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. They're all made right here in America. They're rugged, they're reliable, and they look great. They come in all sorts of calibers, perfect for deer hunting, bear hunting, and more. Just go to henryusa.com. Check out the entire lineup of firearms from Henry Repeating Arms. There's over 200 models available. Find an authorized dealer near you, and don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. henryusa.com. That's your first stop towards purchasing a new rifle from Henry Repeating Arms.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Next on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Johnny Kittle on the line. He is that very well-known tournament angler, instructor, and just all-round walleye fisherman from North Dakota, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, no less. And he is actually heading south for the winter to do some guiding down there. Johnny, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going, John?
It's going well. So let's start off with a fishery report from Devil's Lake, where you just wrapped up your season.
Well, Devil's Lake, North Dakota had to be the most incredible fishery that I have seen in the last, 30 years of my life this summer. Absolutely plumb full of walleye. We've got the scientific data to prove it. Our Game and Fish Department started our fishing season with a report saying that the lake has more walleye in it today than it has ever had, and 50% of those walleye are between 14 and 20 inches long, which are the perfect eating pan-sized walleye, the best you could hope for. And one thing they couldn't predict is how well they were going to bite, because the summer was absolutely incredible. The fall was incredible. I guided 102 days this year and brought my clients home with a limit 101 of those 102 days. So, and I'm not saying that to speak on my fishing acumen. That's just how dang good the lake is, and it's still going strong. In a way, I wish I was sticking around a little bit while longer to enjoy some of this fall fishing, but on the other hand, it's going to get cold soon, and I don't want to shovel snow.
I don't blame you a bit. How do you catch fish out of Devil's Lake this time of year?
So the last couple of days, as I wrapped up my guide season, the two main techniques of the fall came to the forefront right away. The first way is vertical jigging with what has affectionately become known as a glide bait. These baits that are horizontal jigs with the old plastic tail fin. So you lift them sharply, they dart off to the side, and then as you let them fall on a slack line, they glide back to the bottom. The most famous would be the jigging Rapala. There's the Shiver Minnow, the Johnny Darter, the Tika Minnow, the Puppet Minnow. All these different brands of baits, they all do the same thing. And that worked very, very well for us near isolated structure, deeper structure, and anywhere we had a little bit of current flowing under a bridge. The other technique that worked really well, which is the second prime technique of the fall season here and just about anywhere you've chased walleye for that matter, is trolling crankbaits and using lead core line to get them to the depths where the fish are living. So 14 to 18 feet of water was good for me. Number 4, number 5 size crankbaits, flicker, shad, salmo, hornets, rapala, shad wraps, things like that, all produced fish. But you can't get those small baits down without some kind of weighting system, and the lead core worked really well. We had back-to-back days with over 30 walleye a day, and our average size was right around that 20-inch mark. So absolutely phenomenal fall fishing. And again, like I said, the only reason I'm not doing it much longer is because I'm heading south, but this bite's going to last another month for sure before the lake freezes up mid to late November.
All right. Well, Devil's Lake, definitely a destination worth checking out, and now you know how to catch those walleye out of there. But let's talk about you and what you're doing this winter. You are going to be guiding in Florida. What part of Florida?
Yeah, so I guide on the Gulf of Mexico out of the Florida Panhandle, a really, really tiny small fishing village called Carabel, Florida. If you're familiar with the Florida Panhandle, I'm about 90 miles east of Panama City, which is pretty famous for their beaches and the big spring break parties that they have down there. But, man, I can't speak highly enough for just the Gulf of Mexico in general. There's so many opportunities, so many different species of fish. And, again, if you're from anywhere where your viewers or listeners are from or where I'm from, we all know it gets kind of chilly November, December, January, February, and it's a great change of pace. You don't have to go sit on a 5-gallon pail over a hole through a frozen lake. And last summer, to give you an idea, John, in 90 days of fishing, I recorded in a notebook 48 different species of fish I caught in 90 days of fishing last year. So you literally never know what you're going to catch.
I love this thought. I really do. So what do you typically go after in the Gulf of Mexico down there?
So the target species, if you want to fish inshore, which is probably that from the beach to about 3 miles out into the Gulf, you're targeting primarily redfish, speckled trout, and then if the weather gets really dicey and you got to stay really close to shore, you can always fish the pier heads and rock jetties for sheep's head and black drum. Lots of fun. All those fish fight hard. The redfish, if you can get into a school of bull redfish, we're talking fish 40 inches long that weigh up to 30, 35 pounds. They pull really hard, and that's your typical light tackle inshore fishing. I'm actually using rods and reels that mimic what I use to fish walleye in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. The weather's nice, John, and I can get further out to what they would call near shore fishing. So we're talking probably from 3 miles off the beach to about 8 or 9 miles out into the ocean. Water's a little deeper, 30 to maybe 80 feet. Now we're targeting fish like black sea bass, maybe some grunts, maybe some trigger fish. We get into all the varieties of snapper and grouper, which I couldn't name all of them in the length of time we have today. And then you get some really fun fish. You get into some amberjacks, maybe some cobia. There's always a shark or two around that I don't mind doing battle with, but just don't ask me to bring them in the boat.
I don't blame you a bit. And on that note, we have got to go. Folks, one of the best people to fish with in the entire nation, Johnny Candle. Not only will he give you a great time fishing, he'll teach you how to be a better fisherman or fisherwoman, too. Just go to his website to book a trip, whether it be in Devil's Lake or Florida. The website is johnnycandle.com. That's johnnycandle.com. Johnny, always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Great to catch up, my friend.
In other news, the Beaver State of Oregon is giving Colorado a very special gift. That would be wolves. You see, back in 2020, Colorado voters, primarily in Denver and urban areas in the central part of the state, decided that physically reintroducing wolves into the state was a good idea. By the way, it's not. If you're listening today in Colorado and you voted for this, that was a mistake. But you're going to find out soon enough what that mistake looks like. Because the initiative that became law in Colorado mandated wolf reintroduction by the end of 2023. And Colorado asked 5 different states if they could get some of their wolves. And both Oregon and Washington said, yes, you can have some of ours, but only Oregon could do it by December 31st, which is the deadline for reintroduction of wolves. So Colorado Parks and Wildlife is going to pay to trap and relocate these wolves, which will then be introduced to the Centennial State, where I'm sure they won't cause any problems at all to ranchers and their livestock. Because, hey, they haven't caused any problems in any other state, right? Wrong. They have, and they will. And Colorado, be careful what you wish for, because you're about to get it. Physically reintroducing animals into states is not just happening in Colorado. It's also gaining a lot of traction in the state of Washington, where both the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service want to reintroduce grizzly bears to the North Cascades. We'll be talking to Congressman Dan Newhouse on our regional show, Northwestern Outdoors Radio, more about this issue next week. But I can tell you, this is another idea that's not good. And I look at it from the point of view of a wildlife biologist that I got to listen to a few years back, and he was talking about wolves, but this also applies to grizzly bears. And here's what he said. He said, when you have one or two top-tier predators, deer and elk herds, they can handle it. But when you introduce a third, and they are basically unmanaged in terms of hunting, you get real problems, and they overwhelm elk and deer herds. And he talked about how grizzly bears in particular could just decimate elk during the calving season. They literally would just go through a meadow where elk calves were and just work it in a grid pattern and kill every elk calf that they found. Now, that's not a knock on grizzly bears. Bears do what they do. You can't blame the bears, but reintroducing these bears to north central Washington, where they're going to have impacts not just on deer and elk herds, but also livestock and orchards. Yes, you're going to have some human conflicts because you've got a lot of orchards in north central Washington, a lot of orchard workers, and you know what? Bears like pears and apples and things like that. So don't tell me there's not going to be any conflicts when that happens. Physical reintroduction of top apex predators, not such a good idea. And on that note, it is time to go. But until next time, here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead and that you get out there to enjoy some of what October has to offer. There's a bounty of opportunities waiting for you in the form of fishing and hunting. Remember, it's your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store ready. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station and other amazing sponsors.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed. K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says it's unlikely another Iran-backed terrorist group would choose to attack Israel with the country on a war footing in its battle against Hamas.
I personally don't think we're going to see a major attack from Hezbollah. I think Iran knows what will happen if that were to occur, and I think Iran is going to play a longer game here.
Also at townhall.com, Palestinians in Gaza City have begun to stream south as daily Israeli airstrikes begin to intensify. Karen Chamas has more.
A cockerel cries as Gaza continues to be shaken by constant booms that harrowed its residents through the night and now into the day. In southern Israel, on the border with Gaza, Israeli tanks punctuate the onslaught, firing artillery into the densely populated enclave. Many Gazans, with their belongings tied to the roofs of their cars, drove south away from Gaza City after the Israeli military dropped pamphlets urging them to leave. However, the UN warned a mass exodus from Gaza City would be calamitous. Many Gazans were unsure about leaving and feared they would be unable to return or would be gradually displaced to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Republicans have chosen Jim Jordan as their new nominee for House Speaker, putting the gavel within reach of the Ohio lawmaker. Public vote on the floor could possibly come next week. Ethical concerns casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election amid investigations into his son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. New poll finds 35% of adults believe Biden himself has done something illegal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Actors Guild president very disappointed that Hollywood studios abruptly broke off talks this week. Here's John Scott.
Fran Drescher says she doesn't understand why negotiations collapsed, but that these bargaining tactics will not weaken the Actors Guild's resolve. The studios announced Wednesday that they had suspended contract negotiations, saying the gap between the two sides was too great to make continuing worth it. Despite an offer they said was as good as the one that recently ended the writer's strike. John Scott reporting.
A Montana man who was mauled by a grizzly bear returning home after 5 weeks in a hospital, Rudy Norlander, says he's looking forward to having a root beer float and reuniting with his dog. His family says Norlander has had his ups and downs while in the hospital, but he has always retained his sense of humor. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. More disturbing news on the international front.
Our information indicates that in recent weeks, North Korea has provided Russia with more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions. Today, we are releasing imagery showing the movement of these containers from the DPRK into Russia by ship.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We condemn the DPRK for providing Russia with this military equipment, which we use to attack Ukrainian cities, kill Ukrainian civilians, and further Russia's illegitimate war.
A ban on electric skill games in Virginia has gone back into effect after the state Supreme Court vacated an injunction that had let thousands of the games remain in gas stations, bars, and convenience stores. That injunction issued by a lower court in an ongoing lawsuit. That suit argues the ban is a violation of free speech. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Form.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Irish setter a bit insecure? Does your rescued calico need some confidence? Are your shih tzus a little too shy? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you're confused about their behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and, as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping or digging or your cat is scratching, maybe your cat's not using the litter box, maybe your dog is humping everything in sight, maybe you love to take your dog for a walk, but if he sees another dog, he turns into Cujo, your cat woke you up in the middle of the night, you get the idea. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to share a great story about an amazing dog or cat you rescued, great time to give me a call. And just a reminder, if you're new to The Pet Show, or even a regular listener to The Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will, in fact, get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And again, if you're new to the show, I'm not giving away milk bones here. Many of the items I give away on the show are worth $25, $35, $45, or even $50. So if you have a question or comment about your dog or cat, Just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you rescued and how maybe they changed your life or you changed theirs? Great time to give me a call. And as I said, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live will, in fact, get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. I will give you a list of what I'm giving away a little bit later on today's show. But the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Once again, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. So if you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. We will answer your questions, and a great gift will be sent to your buddy at the same time. Here's what I have planned for today's show. However, you should know by now that chances of me getting through all the topics I want to talk about are pretty slim, because your questions, your comments, your stories are always my first priority. So if you do have a question, you do have a comment before I get to my subjects, great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Here's what I have planned for today's show, although you know by now I'm not going to get to all of it. Number one, communicating is the secret to a great relationship with your dog. It really is. Understanding each other is critical. So coming up a little bit later, we may not speak the same language, but we sure can learn to understand your dog's language if we take the time. It's really important to understand how they socialize, how they talk to us, and it makes the whole difference in the world in terms of relationships. Also coming up on today's show, vaccine hesitancy. You hear a lot about that. Vaccine hesitancy doesn't just stop with people. A new study finds that many dog guardians are skeptical about having their pets vaccinated. Should you vaccinate your pet or not? That is the question. We'll talk about that a little bit later on today's show as well. Also coming up, I love cats, and a lot of people just don't understand them. Environmental enrichment for your feline buddies. You heard me right. Environmental enrichment for your feline buddies. Are they really so independent or self-reliant, or they really need our help? Great time to call me, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Also, we're going to take a look at proactive training versus reactive training, which is better, which is the proper way to approach it. And I don't have to tell you guys, Halloween is pretty much just around the corner, so we're going to take some time today and talk about some Halloween safety tips. Having been talking to you guys for well over, actually it'll be 44 years I've been talking to you guys come November. Wow, 44 years. We're going to talk a little about Halloween, some of the things I found that are dangerous, some of the things I found that are safe. I know there's a lot of info out there. I'll go into a little bit more detail if we have time. So great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that new kitten you rescued or that older cat you have is a little confused about the litter box. Maybe that beautiful dog you took in isn't housebroken. Your dog may not get along with other dogs, not all people as well. Or your dog literally believes that if he sees it, he has to hump it. Give me a call, 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls, plenty of time for your questions. Now, the question of the day is a pretty simple one today. So let me share the question of the day. By the way, if you answer the question of the day on the air with me, I'll still send you a fabulous gift for your dog or cat. Yeah, it's the kind of guy I am. Pretty simple. Is it okay, do you think it's okay to dress up your pets for Halloween or any other holiday? Some people dress their dogs up and cats up for Christmas, Halloween. Is it okay to dress up your pets, or is it degrading? Give me a call. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away as well. Halloween's one of the most dangerous times for pets, and I know you guys hear a lot from the local TV stations and radio stations about things you can do to help protect your dogs and cats on Halloween. But I'm going to go into a little bit more depth a little bit later on today's show to help you get through that as well. But in the meantime, you know by now, I just got finished with my Los Angeles show. It's kind of interesting. There were some people that were pro dressing up their pets for the holidays. and other people not so pro. So that's kind of the question. Is it okay to dress up your dog? Would you dress up your dog or cat for Halloween? Is it just for you you're doing it? Did the dog really enjoy it? I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. And if you do get through to me and we talk, let me tell you some of the amazing items I'm giving away. As I said, some worth as much as 40 or 50 bucks. On today's show, I'll be giving away Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for your dog or your cat. I'll be giving away the amazing Lucy pet food, Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling books, either How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I'll be giving away some hemp seed oil for your pets, those amazing air horns, those brand-new T-shirts, the brand-new lot. It says None of My Friends Walk Upright. I got a lot of those to give away. Arthrosu Gold if you have a dog or cat with a hip or joint problems, and some all-natural herbal flea spray, and who's not going to need that this year? So everyone that calls into the show gets to talk to me live. We'll get one of these fabulous gifts for their dog or cat. Again, the number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Someone called me on my L.A. show. They were telling me that their dog was looking up at the eclipse, and not a great idea. I guess it's going to affect the dog as much as it affects people, so I told them they should have brought their dog inside, but who knows? 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me go to my first call. Let's speak to my friend Carrie. Hey, Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
I could not be better, Carrie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Personally, I believe that my dog, Sophie, would not appreciate being dressed up like that. She doesn't have a problem with her coat or her sweater or anything, but she does seem to be able to tell when I'm making fun of her. So I don't think she would appreciate it.
So in other words, you think if you put some clothing on your dog and made fun of her, she would not be thrilled about it?
She's very sensitive and very intelligent. She's a Russell Terrier.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, she rescued me. She was given to me, and she has just been a blessing.
Let me do this, Carrie. I don't want to rush you, so let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Let me come back to Carrie. I'll get to your call right after this, Carrie. So let's put Carrie on hold. The phone number, 877-725-8255. We've got a couple of open lines, which is pretty rare here on the Pet Show. So if you have a question about your dog or cat, their behavior, a comment, or just want to talk to me about whether or not you think it's a good idea to dress up your dog or your cat, I'd love to hear from you as well. Again, everyone that does call in will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And again, we're not giving away biscuits here, folks. 877-725-8255. To dress or not to dress, I guess that is the question of the day. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Hey, listen up. If you are absolutely tired of your dog or cat's excessive shedding, listen carefully. Because if that constant licking and that constant scratching is making you absolutely crazy, the product you need for your dog or cat is my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. It is so, so rich in antioxidants that my Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the health of your dog or cat. Now listen carefully. I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and I've even made it better now. It is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin. What does that mean? It's going to treat and prevent any issues your dog or cat may have with their hips, their joints, and their bones. And you know how important that is. But not only that, I also added prebiotics to the probiotic formula, because we now know that prebiotics actually feed the probiotics, making the probiotics work so great, giving your dog or cat the healthiest gut possible. And by now we know healthy gut means healthy pet. Hugs and Kisses really do an amazing job to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin gone, bare spots gone, hot spots gone, hairballs just about a thing of the past, and just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why, and I'm excited about this, that's why my Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement is now an Amazon's Choice. That's right, it's an Amazon's Choice. You can order Hugs and Kisses Supplement at Amazon.com. You can go to Walmart.com. If you prefer, you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. Check out the Hugs and Kisses Supplements at Amazon.com. Check them out at Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com, or call my office at 1-800-430-HUGS. Then watch your dog and cat's health improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. So please go to your local pet store and ask them for Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A new analysis from Greenpeace International finds that expanded industrial fishing, ocean warming, acidification, and pollution are all having severe impacts on the health of the oceans. The global report is called 30 by 30 and argues for urgent intervention, setting out a political roadmap to meet the UN's goal of protecting 30% of the world's oceans by 2030. All life on Earth relies on the oceans. To learn more, visit greenpeace.org/international. Pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH, is a rare progressive disorder. While there's currently no cure, treatment can help control symptoms and improve quality of life. A campaign from the American Lung Association, with support from Janssen, stresses the importance of getting an earlier, accurate diagnosis. When PAH is suspected, patients should be referred to a specialist and should see that specialist regularly. To learn more, visit lung.org/PAH.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat. If you just recently or in the past rescued a dog or a cat, one of the things that came up on my other show, I asked if you remembered the first pet you ever lived with and your fond memories. So give me a call. If you have a question, your dogs are jumping, humping, digging, scratching, your cat keeping you up at night, peed on your bed. That's what we do here on the Pet Show. We help people resolve issues they may be having with their dog and cat, a lot more likely issues their dog or cat may be having with them. Just a reminder that everyone that does call into the Pet Show and get to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat And as I said, many of the items worth as much as $30, $40, $50. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day, even if you just want to answer the question, if you talk to me, give me a call, and we talk, I will send you a great gift, is do you believe that it is okay to dress up your pets for Halloween or any other holiday? You know, I asked the same question on my Los Angeles show just a little while ago. That was kind of interesting. It was kind of mixed. Some people felt that dressing up your pet was kind of demeaning. Other people suggested that it was a great idea. What's your opinion? Is it a good idea to dress up your dogs and cats or not? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Great time to give me a call. And the question is, come on, guys. Don't embarrass me. Is it okay to dress up your dog or cat? Listen, my dog, Molly and Willie, my dogs, my rescue dogs, they're going to be walking around on Halloween butt naked. The way it is, they're walking around butt naked. Not that I'm against dressing up your pet, but I have my thoughts and I like my dogs to be my dogs. So am I wrong or am I right? Is it okay to dress up your pets? I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Also coming up in a little bit, for my cat people out there, you ever know what the paw press is all about? A lot of people think that the paw press simply means that it was kind of the cats going back to early kittenhood and pressing on the mom to make her supply some milk. But we're going to talk more about that. The paw press, it means a whole lot more than that. We'll talk about that. 877-725-8255, the way to get through. How about we start out with a phone call right now? We're going to go to my friend Karen in White Salmon, Washington. Hey, Karen, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you, and thank you so much for all you do, Warren.
Couldn't do it without you guys, Karen. I could not do it without you guys. How can I help you today?
Okay, I've been mid-April, I witnessed a female cat who was pregnant run across my yard. So I start putting food out, and then I was feeding her twice a day, and she delivered the end of April somewhere in the woods out here. And then I didn't see kittens until July 4th. And now I've been feeding all the kittens plus mama twice a day, and the kittens still run for me. And although they're, you know, my sense is they're still traumatized by when I had to trap them all to get them spayed and neutered. And that was pretty traumatic for all of us. And that was in June. But I'm wondering if there's any tricks to socializing them more. I try to sit out there when they're eating and they're getting a little bit used to me being around. I leave my door open so they, a couple of them have come in, and but then they get freaked out if I come close or make any sudden noise or anything. They're still very scared.
Okay, one of the most important things that you can do right now is take some articles of your clothing that you've worn and put that underneath their food dish so that when they're eating, your scent is comforting at the same time. That's really important. In extreme cases, what I've often done in the past is I've actually left a battery-operated radio on at a low volume so that the cats could hear voices and not freak when they hear voices, because they're not seeing people. They're just hearing voices at a very low volume, and over a period of time, you can actually increase that. So over the years, I've had the opportunity, and I mean opportunity, of literally saving thousands of feral cats and socializing. They can be socialized. How many kittens are there?
Right now there's four, because one, the spay and neuter clinic, they took one because they felt it was really adoptable, but they didn't feel the other ones were at the time. So I've got four.
All right, let me do this. I got to take a break. Can you hold on for a minute or two?
Sure.
Let's put Karen on hold. Then we're going to go to Tony in Arizona. We got Roxy Lee in Kansas. We got all your calls, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, the number. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
River Front Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lauren Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
No, you're not. You're going to adopt a dog. You're not going to buy a dog. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm going to go right back to Karen. After that, though, we got Tony in Arizona, Roxy Lee in Kansas, Brandon in Pennsylvania. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Hey, Karen, you with me?
I am.
So Karen has these feral kittens in her yard, and she had them spayed and neutered, and bless you for doing that, and vaccinated, and now she wants to socialize them a little bit. And so I suggested taking some articles of her clothing that are unwashed, put the cat food on top of them so they become really used to the scent. Also, there are actually times that I've gotten so specific, Karen, where I had someone like yourself make a recording and have that recording playing at a low volume when the cats came to eat. So not only did they have your scent, but they had your voice, which would make it a lot easier to make the transition down the road. But I want you to understand this is not going to happen overnight. Little by little by little, you will get their trust. And then are you going to find homes for them? Is that your goal?
Yes.
Okay, girl, I love people like you. Have you done this before?
I used to foster the small dogs for a local organization, and that's how we got them adopted out.
Yeah, but in terms of socializing, that's the best thing to do right now. See, what you might have done, and I know this, you know, the hindsight's 20/20, is when you had them spayed and neutered, brought them immediately inside. And at that point, socialized them inside the house. It makes it a lot easier to socialize them more in a confined area.
They were terrorized. I mean, they were so scared. In fact, one woman, a volunteer who does socialization with kittens, she took them home and she gave up after 2 days. She said, it's not possible.
Let me tell you something about it's not possible. If someone says they can't do it, they're right. They can't do it, but that doesn't mean it can't be done. I have worked with dogs and cats that have come out of shelters that everyone said nothing has to be put to sleep. Let me tell you, they can be socialized. They may not become Morris, who I worked with, by the way, but they can become great cats. So I would start off by doing it a little bit at a time with the scent, with the radio, little by little. How many times a day do you feed them?
Twice a day.
I would feed them three times a day, maybe even four times a day. Food is love, you know, a little bit, not more food, a little bit of food at a time.
Actually, I do give them more every time I see them, and they come back. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why, little by little, as they get trust in you, between the scent of you and hearing you, I think it's going to take a little time, but I think you're right on the track, Karen. I think, and bless you for doing that. A lot of people just say, I'm not going to do it. But just the fact that you trapped them, had them spayed and neutered, that just makes you a saint in my book, because there are so many thousands and thousands of cats out there that never get that. But that's what I want you to do. I want you to follow through on that. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks. If you're not seeing results, I'll go into a little bit more depth with you. How's that?
Thank you.
In the meantime, don't go anywhere. Let's put Karen on hold. Let's send Karen a copy of how to get your dog, but that's not going to help her. How to get your cat to do what you want. I think that will guide her a little bit. There are so many amazing people out there like Karen that do incredible rescue work like that. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let's go to one of my favorite places in America, beautiful Kingman, Arizona, home of Andy Devine. Hey, Tony, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello, Warren. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. What's up?
I've got a white cat that scratches both sides of her head, face, just under the ears, and actually takes the hair away, and it gets raw. Then I take her to the vet, and they give her some kind of a shot, and in a couple of weeks, it goes away. But it's about... It lasts about 6-7 months max, and then it comes.
Tony,
back
but did
again.
They ever did they ever tell you? Did they ever indicate to you what the cat is reacting to?
No, they haven't, and it's at the Humane Society here in Kingman.
That's where the vet is.
That's where the vet is. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. God bless him, but I would get a second opinion at this point. If it's a chronic thing and it keeps coming back, maybe there's a chronic ear infection going on. Maybe there's something else going on, but it has to be checked, because if it were a habit, I could easily break it. But the fact that she's scratching to the point where it's bleeding, that means that there's something really annoying her. Could be some type
of
ear infection.
Raw. I mean, really bad.
Yeah, so in other words... treating it with medication, which is the vet's recommending, that's fine. But that's not the resolution. There's got to be a resolution. What you can do is maybe ask him. Exactly. Ask him if there's a veterinary dermatologist you can talk to or something to that effect. I think that would make a difference for you, because it's very difficult to resolve a problem if you don't know what's causing the problem. And it sounds to me like there's something that's chronic with ears, and I would have a second opinion at that point. Now, I also know there's another question here about your dog. You have a dog that licks your feet.
Yeah, my little dog, Tiny, she licks her feet constantly. I've been told it. She'll lay on the bed, lick her feet until she gets a big wet spot on the bed. That's how much she licks.
Tony,
but I mean, I wonder what the heck that is.
Well, I think that it may be related. I think maybe there's something in your home that is causing a reaction to the dog and the cat. The fact that one is licking excessively, the other one's cat is scratching excessively. I'm assuming you've checked for fleas?
Yeah, it's so dry here. I don't think there's any fleas here.
Oh, they have fleas. Listen, when the world comes to an end, fleas and cockroaches don't survive. Believe me, they'll survive in the desert. They don't care. So that's one of the things you might want to check into if it's a flea situation. But definitely in terms of licking the feet, that could be an allergy. It could be something on the grass. It could be something you're using in the house, some type of cleanser. You know what I'd like you to do? What I'd like you to do is have a conversation with your vet. Give me a call back in a week or two, Tony. I want to go a little bit further with you, but I want to find out if there, in fact, some type of allergy they're going to be looking into. Because if it's an allergy, it's something they have to deal with. But if it's something environmentally, the type of cleaner on the carpet, the type of carpeting, what you're using to clean the floor, what you're using on your bed, all those things can be indicative of a dog or a cat reacting. And the fact that both of them are reacting similarly in an allergenic type way, it says to me something's going on. So I would definitely check that. In the meantime, Tony, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to send you something. I am going to send you, let's see what I want to send you. I'm going to send you some hemp allergy aid for your cat. Some hemp allergy aid. Now, I don't normally give this away, so if you're screening, it's hemp allergy aid by NatureVet. We're going to send you some. Let's see if that doesn't make a difference for you. Hopefully it will. But in the meantime, I would have that conversation with the vet, perhaps try to get a second opinion. The fact that they're both reacting the same way indicates to me that there's maybe something causing the allergic reaction in your home. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Great call, Tony. When we come back, we got Roxy Lee, we got Brandon, we've got Mark, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Guys, afraid to answer my question? Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Should you dress up your pets for Halloween, or should they go around butt naked like my dogs? I want to hear from you. To dress or not to dress? That's one of the questions of the day. The phone number, 877-725-8255. And if you answer that question to me directly, I will send you a super gift. Let me take a quick break here, then we'll get right back to all of your phone lines. Listen. What you feed your dogs and cats is critical, critical to their overall health. That's why every week for the last 6 years, you've heard me recommend Lucy Pet Formulas for Life Pet Food. By the way, what better recommendation? It's the food I've been feeding my rescues, Molly and Willie, since the day I brought them home. First of all, let me ask you a question. Do you know where your dog or cat food is made? Do you know who makes your dog or cat food? Not the brand name. Do you know where it's made? Is it a company that maybe makes 50 different other brands of food at their manufacturing plant? You don't know. Do you know the name of the person that's the CEO? Of course you don't. Well, let me tell you, Lucy Pet Food's different. The CEO, Joey Herrick, a good friend of mine, Lucy Pet Food is manufactured at their own location, their own plant, right here in Southern California. I've been there many times. In fact, they just spent over $1 million with the most up-to-date laboratory, which simply means they test every single item as it comes in and every single item as it goes out. That's why I'm such a big fan of Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own pets, the food you should be feeding yours. In fact, here's one of my listeners and what they said about Lucy Pet Formulas for Life Pet Food.
I've been feeding Lucy Pet Food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I've fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs. Looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy Pet Food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
If you don't want your dogs to think you're a Benedict Arnold, what you need to do is get Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food. Here's what you do. Go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com, and what you'll see, if you can order their dry food, their wet food for your dog or your cat, you can order their dog food rolls, their kitty lickies, whatever you need, check out LucyPetProducts.com, go to their website, spend just $35, and they will ship it to you absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day, and he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It's time to look into the past. After the Yom Kippur War, we had an oil embargo with prices increasing over 300%. As we continue to push green energy policies, Biden has drained the strategic petroleum reserve. What kind of danger have we put ourselves in? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
America.
Top cat,
Ah, they're all top cats here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phones are jam-packed. We're going to go to Roxy Lee. Then we got Brandon, Pennsylvania, Mark, Washington, Jackie, Pennsylvania, Calvin calling from Chicago. If we don't get to your calls and we break for the top of the hour, hang in there. Grab a cup of coffee. I have a whole other hour to go to take your calls as well. But right now, let me go to Roxy Lee in Kansas. Hey, Roxy Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. What's up?
I have a cat that's 19 years old, and I can only give her, like, blended chicken, and my best is to give her thighs, the fattest, the better, instead of I was giving her, like, breast. And about once a month, I have to take her in to get fluids because she just stops eating, and I just wondered if you have any suggestions.
I'm having a little trouble hearing. Did you say that she's not drinking enough water? Is that part of it?
Yes.
Okay, a couple of different things.
Yes.
Number one, make sure the water is at the right location. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's fresh. And make sure you fill it to the brim, especially with an older cat. Also, what you may want to do is add some flavors. You can get no-salt chicken bouillon, no-salt beef bouillon. There's lots of things you can add to encourage them. What happens is with water, water has a smell to cats, and when they get older, their smell changes, and it can discourage them from eating or drinking. So by adding some chicken stock or whatever to their water, that may be enough to encourage them. You also may want to try just heating up their water for a second as well. These are all things that will help encourage the cat to drink. And at 19 years old, obviously we know how important that is. But she's been around for 19 years old, so you take her in once a month for fluid. Is that it?
Yes, They inject fluid in her, and then she's fine. She'll just start eating and doing really well, and then I can just tell all of a sudden she just stops eating.
Yeah, well, try what I recommend. Oh, she stopped eating and feeding and drinking as well?
Yes.
What I want you to do is I want you to try what I suggested specifically with the water flavored with different flavors, whether it be chicken bouillon, no salt, or beef bouillon, no salt. Give that a shot. See if that doesn't make a difference for you. And with her food as well, before you put her food down, pop it in the microwave for a few seconds. As I said, their sense of smell changes. And they eat, cats eat with their nose, not with their mouth. So if you can make the food stronger, the smell stronger, it will encourage the cat to eat more. So heat up her food for a second or two. Let it cool down to room temperature, then give it to her. I think it's going to make all the difference in the world. In the meantime, Roxy, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you for your cat. God, what am I going to send Roxy? Roxy, I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your cat. Maybe that will encourage you to eat as well. But remember, if you have an older dog or a cat that's not eating, remember, they eat with their nose. If it doesn't smell the same, they're not going to eat it. So very often, to encourage an older dog or an older cat to eat, what you need to do is just heat up their food a little bit, because if it smells better, they're more apt to eat it. Now, in terms of the water, water can create a lot of different situations. Some cats won't drink water if it's not moving. In this case, it's a 19-year-old cat, so I assume it was drinking water most of its life. So that's why I want it filled to the brim. I want it changed, put it in a location where the cat feels comfortable, and then adding certain flavors to it. You can buy flavors, but usually some no salt, no fat chicken bouillon or beef bouillon works absolutely great. So, Roxy, good luck to you. Give that cat a hug and a kiss. 19 years, you're doing something right. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break here. When we come back, we got Brandon in Pennsylvania. We'll get to you sooner or later, Brandon. Same with you, Mark. Not using a litter box, your cat. We can solve that. We got a cat that knocks over the water. This boy, Jackie, can I help you out? And then we'll go to Calvin in Chicago with a pit bull German Shepherd that's shedding like crazy. My specialty, shedding dogs. We'll talk to you, Calvin, as well. You may have to wait a while, but we'll get to your phone call, I promise. 877-725-8255. Hey, listen, I know you love animals. And if you knew with every dollar you donated, you could change the destiny of dogs and cats in the wild, isn't that something worth leaving behind? Absolute, the legacy I want. Now, listen. For over 43 years, Delta Rescue would never be able to do the work it does every single day, saving lives, without you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta Rescue is the group that does deserve your dollars. That's why I've decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. You see, a bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals when they need it most, right now. Help avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits for you guys. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every minute of every day that your donation dollars are hard at work helping the animals. But I get it. You may not be ready to make long-range plans, but every donation, big, small, or medium, is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just safe, not just happy, not just healthy, but actually loved for the first time in their life. That's worth it alone. I want you to visit DeltaRescue.org. I want you to see the individual animals, read their stories, log on to DeltaRescue.org, then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning or to make a donation. That's DeltaRescue.org or text them to dogs at 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. Take it from me. Every dollar you donate will go directly to help the animals. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
We are back on The Pet Show. Here's the deal. I got a break for the top of the hour. When we come back, I'm going to take you guys right in order. We got Brandon in Pennsylvania. We got Mark. We got Ruth in Toronto. Calvin in Chicago. Jackie in Pennsylvania. I'll get to all your calls. I promise I got great gifts to give away. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, copies of my book. So don't go anywhere. We'll help you resolve any issues you may be having with your dogs or cats. And as I say always, a lot more likely issues they're having with you. By the way, the question of the day, is it okay to dress up your pets for Halloween? Some people say yes. some people say no. What say you? We'll find out. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Kitty is a rebel, she'll never obey, but it ain't Kitty's fault, she's just built that way. I got three cats on the bed, one in my feet and two in my head.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.